Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Friday, January 8th. I'm Jason Powell. Before we get into some thoughts on WWE SmackDown, I just want to point you to the main page of ProWrestling.net. NXT TV taping spoilers, thanks to In the Building Jacob and Zach Zimmerman. John Moore reviews the New Japan Pro Wrestling New Year Dash event that was held the day after Wrestle Kingdom 10. John also has real-time thoughts on WWE SmackDown. Tito Santana claiming in a radio interview that he nearly became WWF champion rather than Bret Hart, and still to come today, depending on when you're listening to this, Jake Barnett's WWE SmackDown hit list, and if you haven't done so already, you can check out his live review of last night's show. We do live coverage of WWE SmackDown, WWE Raw, TNA Impact, and beginning again next week once it returns from Best of Content, the NXT show as well. So if you're ever watching the show during, I guess, Central and Eastern time zone hours, and you want live coverage, check it out. Also, all major pay-per-view events covered in that fashion as well. WWE SmackDown last night, the story of the show was clearly the debut of Mauro Ranallo, and that coincided with the apparent return to heel color commentary for Jerry Lawler, which I think is a really nice move. Lawler just, you don't really listen to much of what he says. I was joking around with Greg Parks from The Torch last night because I'd missed Lawler making a BS joke about Byron Saxton's initials, and I went for the same lame joke on Twitter, and Greg pointed out that Lawler did as well, and I even said to, responded, you actually listen to Jerry Lawler? And now we have to, because he's back into heel king mode. And certainly I'm paying close attention to everything Mauro Ranallo has to say. He is so good at what he does. I thought Byron Saxton was more engaged on this show. I wish that were the case with him on Raw rather than on SmackDown. I actually think Mauro and Lawler are good enough on SmackDown that they don't need a third person. And, as far as him on Saxton on Raw, I think he's just probably doing what he's told through the headsets by Vince McMahon, and he just has more freedom on SmackDown. But they could certainly use more Byron to kind of counter JBL on Raw. I wonder if he is there as kind of a security blanket for Mauro Ranallo right now. He can help out with some of the reads and things that they have to do. Just a guess. And maybe once Mauro gets acclimated, maybe they'll come to their senses on these three-man broadcast teams, because I certainly don't think it's necessary on the SmackDown show. But again, as for Mauro, I just thought he was great. And Twitter was just filled with comments from readers gushing over his performance and the way he actually calls moves. And I thought it was cool to see him retweeting so many of these things, even if they were kind of critical of past WWE announcing. Either he has some freedom and they're just telling him, yeah, go ahead, or maybe he'll get an earful. I'm not quite sure. I'm guessing he has the freedom. But it was certainly a welcome change on WWE television. Hardly a surprise, though, for anyone who has heard Mauro's work over the years, particularly on the New Japan show that airs Friday night on Access. I mean, he's done a lot of different work in MMA and boxing, but as far as like calling straight up pro wrestling, I think that was, I know that he's done some other work as well, but I think people have found that New Japan show have been gushing about his performance, myself included, along with Josh Barnett. I think we're still going to have Mauro's call tonight on the New Japan Pro Wrestling show that airs on Access. I think it's a 7 o'clock start tonight, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, I believe, but I'll have the details on the main page a little bit later. So if you loved what you heard from Mauro on SmackDown, we're checking out him calling a big match on Access, and I think it's Tanahashi and AJ Styles is the match they're airing tonight. And so even if it's not Mauro, if they've already, I don't think they've moved on yet, though. I think they have a lot of that, so much of it in the can. You're still going to get a great match. But, he's just great at what he does. He put it out in interviews that Michael Cole was the person who reached out to him and ultimately hired him. And I really wonder now whether Cole has hired his replacement as like the eventual lead broadcast play-by-play voice, I should say, of WWE Raw. And if nothing else, certainly pay-per-views. I mean, how can WWE not want the big match feel that Mauro Ranallo provides to go along with their biggest pay-per-view matches? He did indicate in some of those interviews that he would be doing some pay-per-view work. I really hope that's, it's not going to be some kind of a split crew thing. I mean, He's the best they have. Michael Cole has his strengths, and certainly Kevin Dunn and Vince McMahon feel very comfortable with him. Jim Ross has praised him after leaving the company and going back as to just the level of respect he gained for him with all the things he has to do during the show and all these things he has to read. So, I mean, it's not like Michael Cole doesn't have his strengths, and I wish they would just kind of take the gloves off or just unleash Michael Cole, essentially, and let him go out there and do something similar. Overall, and more on that in a little bit, but I do kind of feel obligated to say that Mauro's performance, I thought it was like a nice distraction from the fact that nothing really changed on SmackDown. It was like the same music, the same graphics. I think we'd all be talking today about how lackluster the show was for a big debut on USA Network and how there was like nothing NXT meets Raw about the show, which is what Mauro was saying the plan was in some of the interviews that he gave after he was hired by WWE. This was just SmackDown with like two title matches and better announcing. And keep in mind, I say better announcing, that's coming from somebody who liked Rich Brennan for what WWE asked him to do. I thought he was fine. But if you went back to the old broadcast team with Brennan and it was just kind of business as usual, I really do think people would be like, well, it's nice to get two title matches. I'm hopeful that the good buzz about Mauro's performance is going to get WWE more excited about SmackDown. And we have to hope so, because if this is the best that WWE has to offer for SmackDown, I fear it's going to just slip right back into its old ways. Again, albeit with a better broadcast team. I also hope that Mauro's call lights a fire under the Raw broadcast team and even makes Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn reconsider the awful approach they have to commentary on Raw. Only time will tell on that one. But, my fear is that Vince McMahon hears this and feels like he needs to fine-tune Mauro Ranallo. Well, it's good, but now we need to show him the WWE way. But I was impressed, if nothing else, to start with. It was just Mauro unleashed. I mean, I'm sure he was given some pointers and things of that nature, but I thought it was Mauro being Mauro and calling the show and doing a really good job, and I thought it was really cool to hear, just to read so many comments on Twitter, whether it's from .net readers at Pro Wrestling Net, or just Mauro retweeting so many different things. It was just cool to see so many people excited about this, and how many comments here were just saying, I haven't been watching SmackDown, but I intend to now, as long as this guy's calling the show. Before we get into some of the weekend notes, .NET members are listening to the 90-minute .NET weekly audio show that Zach Zimmerman and I hosted yesterday. We discussed all the news of what's been a crazy week with the John Cena injury situation, the potential New Japan Pro Wrestling defections with AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura and Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson, plus there's three more names from that have New Japan connections that have at least been talking with WWE that we get into during the show. And so much more on that show, 90 minutes in length again. And if you enjoyed yesterday's Pretentious Pro Wrestling podcast that was available here on the All Access side, know that there are two additional portions of this week's show that members have heard over the last couple of days. And the latest one went up this morning. They look back on a classic show. And not as positive on this particular show as you may think, considering it's one of the old Saturday night shows. I was kind of surprised that they were down on it, but they admitted maybe it was just kind of a rough show that particular week, but always interesting to look back, and I thought they had some insightful comments on what it's like. Jake, probably, I think Jake said he lived through this already, he'd seen some of this. It's always interesting, though, to kind of get a fresh perspective when you look back on something that you had such great memories of. And maybe it doesn't always live up to that, to what your memory, what you hold in your memory bank is what I'm trying to say. The members are also listening to Hayden Gleed and Darren Gutteridge discuss Ring of Honor's year in 2015, and they look ahead to 2016. I think they went about 40, 45 minutes in a new audio show that went up exclusively for members today. If you're interested in membership, very simple. Visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. You'll find the sign-up page. You can find out more information as to what we have to offer, or if you're ready to sign up now, you just go right to it. There are three different pricing options. You'll get the most bang for your buck by going with the annual option. The price whittles down to $5.50 per month on average. You can save yourself some money at 6 months, and if you just want to try it out for a month, maybe it's Royal Rumble month, you want to get a feel for what we have to offer and enjoy ad-free access during the Rumble. Very simple. It's $7.50. Again, visit that main page at ProWrestling.net. And take advantage of what I think are some of the best pricing available in as far as pro wrestling premium sections are concerned on the net. All right, this weekend it's TNA One Night Only live pay-per-view tonight. There's not a real main event as best I can tell. It's something that maybe they'll announce later today. It is what it is. I'm not quite sure. The current lineup has the Wolves against Kurt Angle. Against Kurt Angle, Andrew Galloway, and against Jesse Godders and Eli Drake. I don't know why they felt the need to add that third team in there, but it's a three-way tag match. Aiden O'Shea against Mahabali Shera. Can't wait for that Shera match. Lashley against Tyrus, a gauntlet match to become number one contender to the TNA Knockouts title. And the reunited Beer Money, James Storm and Bobby Roode against Eric Young and Bram. And they've added now the in-ring debut of the Miracle, Mike Bennett. He's facing Robbie E. I just don't know if they're waiting to announce like an EC3 title match to kind of generate some last minute buzz for this show, or if this is it. I mean, I can't say this lineup excites me. There's just nothing on the show that doesn't feel like something you can see for free on Impact. I mean, okay, maybe Beer Money reuniting and wrestling for the first time together in a while, or I guess the in-ring debut of the Miracle Mike Bennett are like mildly intriguing. But I don't know that it's enough to like get people fired up enough about this show. Maybe some, but neither one of those feel like strong enough hooks to justify spending the money with the rest of the card looking like it does. It's just even at the cheaper price tag. I mean, if you're looking for an affordable Friday night, $14.95 in standard definition is what this is costing on at least on DirecTV. And then you can probably get some of you will get HD at the same price. If you have DirecTV, unfortunately, they bump it up $10, $24.95, but still, much better than I think the $40 or $45 that we've been getting charged for 3-hour TNA pay-per-views in the past. I see this as such a missed opportunity. It's short notice and everything, but I don't know why they couldn't put a better card together than this. They're not live on pay-per-view very often. There's just no reason that they couldn't have done a little bit better than what they've done so far. But again, we'll see if they announce some sort of a late main event to try to get some impulse buys or something. Brock Lesnar returning to the ring tonight at a WWE live event in Houston, Texas. He will be facing Sheamus on that show. I don't know why he's working one live event. I don't know if they were eyeing this up as a potential live special and decided against it. I'm not quite sure. But I'm very anxious to hear reviews of that match. I mean, Sheamus is a guy who likes to work stiff, and obviously that plays in nicely with Lesnar's style. I mean, I'm just talking with friends. There's some people who think that that could be a potential WrestleMania match. I can't say it's not. I would hope that WWE had something bigger in mind for Lesnar. But I think it's one of those matches that, all right, it may not look all that exciting as far as being a WrestleMania match is concerned on paper, but they're pretty physical. It could end up being a pretty good match. And so even though it's not something I want to see at Mania, I wouldn't mind seeing that match somewhere down the road on another show, Lesnar and Sheamus. And by the way, if you're going to any live events this weekend, we're always looking for reviews, whether it's WWE, TNA, ROH, and the list goes on. If you're going to a show and you want to help us out, even with the basic results, if you don't want to take the time to write a full review, whatever you can do is always appreciated. Send me an email. .netjason@gmail.com. DotNetJason. Spell it out at gmail.com. Chris Jericho has replaced John Cena on tonight's live event in Houston. And now Jericho's advertised for the other events this weekend as well. I just saw something pop up. I think it was for Detroit. He is advertised for February, so it's not like he's just in for the Rumble and then checking out. Looks like he's going to be around for a while. WWE has not offered any additional information as of this recording regarding John Cena's shoulder injury. They just simply announced that he underwent successful surgery on Thursday morning, and they haven't offered any more information. They've yet to identify the exact nature of the injury or surgery, and they haven't given any kind of a timeline estimate on when he will return. As soon as we have that information, we'll get it out there for you guys. So continue to check ProWrestling.net or follow me on Twitter at ProWrestlingNet. To close things out, Ring of Honor is holding its first event of the year on Saturday night, a television taping in Concord, North Carolina at the Caribous Event Center. And I like that they're staying a little more current with TV. I think they still have two more weeks in the can, and so we won't have to wait too long for it. And one of those weeks later this week. Unless they're going to do some sort of awful best of thing that they sometimes do, I don't think so. I think we'll be seeing this show just a couple of weeks from now. And so I like that. I don't know how long these tapings will be as far as how many episodes they're going to tape here. I think they're doing some of the survival or the top prospects tournament on this show, along with some of their usual matches and things of that nature. So definitely, again, looking for correspondence for that. I also want to add before I wrap things up that speaking of Ring of Honor, I did ask members to give me their thoughts on the ROH MVP or best wrestler. There's definitely a difference, but I'm as far as being the question of the week, I'm kind of open to however people want to interpret that. Best wrestler or MVP of 2015, it's our audio question of the week. We've had some responses in the forum from members. I'm going to save it though for Monday as far as my giving my thoughts on who that would be, and also giving you guys some idea of who the members thought. So there's still some time for members to contribute to that. You can do so in the .NET audio section of the members forum, and just tell us who you think it is and why. And there's a chance that I'll be reading that on the air here. I already know who I have in mind, but I'll save it for Monday. And we'll also I'll also list my next question of the week that you guys can take part in. And if you guys ever have a good topic for either a question of the week or a poll, you can always shoot me an email on that. I'm definitely open to poll suggestions and things of that nature. And also a technical note, still kind of getting a feel for the new site, waiting for some things to happen with the member site, and then finally we will begin the 2015 awards voting, where you guys determine, I think we're up to 9, is it 9 or 10 categories that we have, and so you guys will determine the winners of those, and I want to get through them in fairly rapid-fire fashion, and I don't want this to be another deal where in February I'm unveiling the awards for 2015. So look for that, I would assume, on Monday. I wanted to start this Monday, and just, again, with some technical things going on, just didn't work out. So I think Monday or Tuesday at the latest, we'll get started on that. And then once we do, you'll be able to vote on a daily basis for a new category, because, I want to get these wrapped up. I definitely enjoy it, but I think the longer it takes, it's like, oh, it's February, and we're still talking 2015? I don't want to be that guy again. Finally, I hope that you will take a moment to review us on iTunes and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Doesn't have to be necessarily iTunes, but however you're listening to this show, if there's a subscription option, I hope that you will go ahead and subscribe, and then you can hear us on a daily basis. Even though this is the daily All Access show, remember, just like the Daily Show on Comedy Central, it's a Monday through Friday thing. Most weeks, there's always a chance that we'll be by on the weekend, but at the worst case scenario, I will be back on Monday. So until then, thank you very much, and have a great weekend.